This is KUT. November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. This week, we're partnering with Hospice Austin and StoryCorps to hear the stories of people affected by hospice care, the people who've been lost, and those who have lost someone. We begin today with 19-year-old Logan Brewster. He was in hospice care near the end of his battle with cancer. He spoke with Hospice Austin volunteer Tracy Weston.
Well, you shared with me that being with people that you care about is really important to you, that you're a social person.
Like my grandmother likes to say, I'm a social bug. And I loved school because I didn't get enough of the social environment of it. I was homebound a lot, so the grades that I did attend were very important to me. When I first got diagnosed around sixth grade, I had a friend, he lived right across from me, and his name was Logan Tostito. We first started stealing from our parents. That's how we became friends. And then we both got grounded for 6 months. After that, we were just hooked. And he helped me through the time when I was in a walker and doing rehab. And he had my back in fights, bullies, you name it. We were pretty much two peas in one pod.
And do you have any other favorite memories of school with friends?
The school had an elevator, but we only took it going up. Going down, me and Logan kind of popped the willies and popped going downstairs. It was just one of those joy rides that I enjoyed, living life on the edge because of where I was. Mm-hmm. And that's what thrilled me and Logan. And then sophomore and junior were homebound in my bedroom. Only time I got up was just to go see a doctor's appointment. And without joy, you're just a snail. You're going to run slow, get depressed. I know I did for the longest time, my cancer. But then I realized a lot of it was on me. I was the only one that could really change it. So I made a stand and said, you know what, I can do things.
What has been maybe some of your biggest accomplishments?
I graduated and I got my diploma at the age of 19. Yeah, I can be proud of that. Mm-hmm. And I'm still living and pushing through this. But it is progressing pretty fast. So right now my main goals are to spend as much time with family and give them the best memories I can of my life left will be another major accomplishment.
You had shared that one of your goals was to bring joy to people.
Ever since I was little, if I was in a room that was gloomy or depressing, I could see the aura, violet purple and dark. I would want to be the ray of sunshine to where all that disappears.
What has helped you through this?
My grandmother, my dad, my mom. Again, that gives me more willpower and more strength to go on. This is one way of thanking them for always being there. I'm going to do this no matter what and push through as long as I can, for as far as I can, until my body or until the cancer basically says it's time.
That was Logan Brewster speaking with Hospice Austin volunteer Tracy Weston. Logan died 2 months after he recorded that interview last year.